Okay, so here we are. Welcome to this episode of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. This is audio, and Lord willing, will be video too, if my guest permits us. So I'm Cindy B, your podcast host. This is season two. I think it's episode 22. Can't believe that. We've already had some fun here, laughing and rejoicing. And my guest today, I want to introduce you to her. Her name is Selena. Welcome, Selena, to my podcast.
Thank you. It's going to be fun.
A lot of fun.
I'm ready.
I'm calling this Coffee with Cindy B and Selena. And I have my coffee.
Ready?
With my turmeric.
I have my coffee.
Yep. Ooh, so we are, I just wanted to let you know, I met Selena. This is the first time I'm ever seeing Selena. She was also a one-on-one client with Joey. And so I just want to ask her a little, you know, a couple of questions, and we'll just go from there. This is totally no notes. She doesn't know what I'm going to ask her. I don't know what I'm going to ask her. So we're just going to have fun with this. So I just want to ask you a little bit of where your journey started just before I met you, how you came in and how you met Joey, how you met me.
Yeah, that's a loaded question. You know, I think this, as I've searched this out for myself, I think I've, this journey started when I was in junior high school, you know, and so it's been a long one, but I would say in the last maybe 2 to 3 years, really, I just began to press in. Get a lot more intentional about getting some answers in my life. I was tired of living the way that I was living, thinking the crazy inside my head. And so I don't even remember. I think one day, like I Googled cellulite, and that's how I found Joey. And I actually bought all the stuff and never even looked at it, downloaded, you know, and then like a year later, you know, I've like hiked the same mountain and there we are again. And so that time I was even more intentional. And so I reached out to him at that point and he became a personal coach and it was amazing. I think there were like 4 months there where I exercised almost every day for 4 months. And that was a never before in my life. There were a lot of personal things that that the Lord used Joey for in my life at that time. And then crazy stuff hit and life kind of threw me for a loop. I gained 10 pounds, you know. The cellulite for me is everywhere. It's even now starting to be on my arms, you know? And so like, so I've gone backwards per se physically. But what we have in common and what's the same is that emotionally, mentally, you know, I've never been in a better place in my life. I have never been healthier, spiritually, mentally, you know, than I am today. And so what I know is that the physical will follow that. And so you really know something has changed when I see us in the same place, and yet we're not at all in the same place in that area. And so, you know, it's just, we've both got joy. We've both got peace. We've got hope. And that's what makes the difference. That's what, because then all these other things, you know, will be added to us. And so, yeah.
So now you were telling me the other day on the phone when we talked that you had gone backwards a bit. You just said you had put on some weight. So when you called me the other day, you were walking, and just, if you could just kind of describe, not your life situation that you were going through, but you were going strong when you were, coaching with Joey, and then whatever happened in your life and you stopped for a period of time. And now, you know, if you could just touch a little bit on that, and then what's happening right now? You're coming back and you feel like you're starting over.
So what happened is, I'm sorry, my husband just walked through. So what happened is that, just personally, I had some things happen that were, kind of traumatic and emotional, and they just kind of overwhelmed me. And, there was a lot of sorrow and a lot of tears. And so, and right at the same time, what happened, not because of Joey's coaching, but because of me thinking that, you know, if I could do 2 miles, then 4 miles would get me there quicker kind of attitude. And so I really started to push the exercises and push myself. And his approach really is gentle, and it really is, it doesn't lend to injury. But my approach does and did. And so I got out there one day and decided that I was going to run, even though I hadn't ran since I was in college. And I injured myself and I started hurting. And so I had the emotional pain and the physical pain that like perfect storm came together, and it was just too much. Like I just caved. And I just got, because see, here's one thing that happens is that when you have a desire, you know what's right, and you have a desire to do what's right, and choose life. And then you continue to make choices that lend to the opposite of that. Then what chases that is guilt and shame. And guilt and shame are not nice neighbors. They're relentless. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, the root word of shame is connected to mortified, which is connected to death. And so what happens is when you set out to do something and then you fail, and then, you know, here comes the guilt and shame knocking at the door. Then if they stay around long enough, they're going to begin to kill your belief in yourself, kill your desire to want to do better, kill dreams, that's what they do, guilt and shame. And so that's what happened, is that the guilt and shame set in for once again, you know, dropping the ball on the, I had it. I was inside of the finish line per se. And I dropped the ball. And so here came guilt and shame. So here came just kind of like where you want to just curl up and, you know, go away, because here you are again. And so that's where I was. And that's what really led me to saying, okay, Lord, I'm at the end. I've done it again. And I just need you to come for me. And so, and he did, day by day by day. So I started by walking again, and I immediately turned on your podcast again, because that's like the motivator. And yeah, it's different this time, because I don't, you know, with everything that really, really, really matters in our life, we don't put deadlines on those things. I don't put a deadline on being a mother. You know, I'm always going to be a mom.
That's true.
So why do I put a deadline on this? That's not the way it works. And yet that's the way the thinking is. And
yeah. You said something to me. I think the first thing that you said when I answered the phone was that you blame me and God, and you were walking. Do you remember what you said?
Yes. Yes. When, you know, okay, how did that happen? I've got to think. You know, I've always heard my mom say that her life really turned around when she came to the end of herself. And that's really what, same thing happened for me. I just came to the end of myself. And I guess what I mean by that is I'm an only child. So I've always grown up thinking that I was the one that had to fix everything because I was the only one, you know, I've been independent. And that's not always really good. It has its ups and its downs. And so I came to the end of myself. And one day, I don't even know how I discovered your podcast. I really don't even know. I probably, when I figured out how to use podcasts, I probably searched weight loss or something like that and found you. And I began to walk and listen to you. And the more I listened, the more I walked, and the more I began to believe that maybe I could find what you had found and get where you had gotten. And Joey was all connected to that because I'd already, you know, kind of introduced myself to him a year prior to that. And so that's how it happened. I literally listened to, I think, all of your podcasts up to that point. I just walked and listened and walked and listened. And every time I listened, I really started with nothing because I was at the end, remember? And the more I heard you, the more hope came. And I started with hope, and hope grew from there. And now it's become faith. And now it's, I believe, you know, and now belief has even turned to certainty. Like, I have no doubt in my mind from where I stand today that, I'm going to finish what I've started, and, I'm out to live long and finish strong. And, yeah, that's how it began with you. I don't know how we connected. Do you remember?
You emailed me.
Oh, I did, because it was like epic. Like, I had crazy stuff happen in my life. And every time you would tell a story about yourself, it would take me back to my own past and my own childhood and all that. So I was making all these connections, and all of these dots started connecting. And I got to a point where, like, I'm like, I've got to tell her about this. She's made a difference in my life. Like, she's helped me get to a place that I've been searching for a really long time. God's really using her and to help me heal in this area. And I need to let her know she's making a difference. And so that's, yeah.
When I got your email, and I may have shared this, I mean, it's been a little while. I think it's been maybe a year since we first met or interacted at all. I mean, it's been a while.
It has.
And it really, I cried. I cried with tears of joy, and my heart was overwhelmed by your words. When I set out to do a podcast, I didn't know what I was doing. I mean, my very first podcast is like 5 minutes. Joey, I mean, he was the encourager. He was the one that gave me that push into this most uncomfortable place. I was not in my comfort zone. I don't do things like that. And he said, look, just introduce yourself. It probably took me 10 to 15 tries before I got that 5-minute clip. So I came from a place of unknowns, and I didn't know that I would ever help anybody. Joey just said, tell your story. So I started telling my story.
Yeah.
And then it became, Selena, like this desire to help others and to inspire other women and men, maybe, I don't know. And really, it was more therapeutic in the beginning. I was just like releasing things and talking about my experience and my life and whatever has gone on that has made me the person that I am today. So when I got your email, I said, what? I read it a few times because I couldn't believe that somebody could say those things about me. I mean, who am I? And that's where I was at. And even now, I still have those things that I battle with, believing in myself, believing that I can make a difference. And so that was a really an eye opener, a heart opener, that, hey, God has bigger plans for me and for this podcast and to reach people. Because even though this journey for me started out, I think, more physical, more just how I looked, because in my mind, it was always about, because of society and the way we're programmed, you got to look good. You got to be that nice model, that Victoria's Secret-like model, which is so unattainable anyway and unhealthy. But in my mind, you had to look a certain way and wear your hair a certain way and your clothes. And I never fit the mold ever. And so when I first came to Joey Cumming, I was depressed. It was a really bad hole that I had managed only with the Lord and to get out. And I'm not saying I was full of faith at that time, Selena, because I wasn't. I was downtrodden and beaten, and it was just, I was scraping myself up off the floor. But that little bit of hope that I had, that I would not stay there, but it took years. And sometimes we look at our situation and our life, health, fitness, marriage, relationship, job, whatever it is in our life, we think, wow, this is taking way too long. And sometimes it does take a long time, because in that period of trial and tribulation, the Lord is molding us. He's building our character. He's showing us really what's in our heart and the areas that we need to work on. And so just your email had triggered all these things and excited me that I helped someone. Somebody is acknowledging or telling me that something I said, and then our relationship, we just grew into have this. I am astonished. I've never felt so connected in such a short period of time with anybody else in my life. And it's like, we've known each other forever. And this is the first time that I've seen you. So it's really exciting for me. And just to back up to feeling about myself in a mold, I want to share this, and they may be watching later. So I just want to, I stopped on my way home from bringing my grandkids to school to the place that I stop at the restaurant to see some of my local officer friends. And there was a couple there this morning, and I was really grateful because I like the connection. I like to talk to them, and I like them to know that, hey, I'm here, I'm supporting you, because they're human, they're people, and they need what we need. They're not any different because they wear a uniform. And we don't always know that we need something until the Lord brings it. And so I want to thank Adam, and I want to thank Woody for their very kind words this morning. They told me that I look really young and they don't know how old I am. They encouraged me immensely. And to know that even just sitting there having a conversation, I am not who I was, Selena. I am different. I'm not hard and judgmental and critical of people like I used to be. And it's because I'm changing from the inside out. And that, yes, this all correlates to our journey. And I'm sure you can agree with that. So I do want to thank them right here publicly. And if you're watching, thank you. If you're listening, thank you, because you really set the tone for my day and encouraging me. And I guess I didn't realize that I needed that encouragement this morning, but to tell me I look like early 40s, I'll take it.
Hey.
All day. So, but thank you guys. Thank you so much. I love you so much. And, I appreciate your service. So thank you. And,
I do, you know, I wasn't there, but we should give honor where honor is due. And, honor is certainly due our servicemen and the people who serve us and protect us and encourage us. And so we too have an officer in our lives who not only protects us, but encourages us greatly. And so, yeah, it makes a difference.
It does. It does. And so that's all part of the journey, Selena, and anybody listening and or watching that are outside, the things that go on around us and the people in our lives, they impact us. For me, and I don't know if it's the same for you, but because I was the addiction to food, first of all, which I've talked about how the food manufacturers, how they plan that and cause us to become addicted to the foods. But I ate every emotion possible. I don't know if that was you, if you were a stress eater, emotional leader. I don't know if you had a problem with food.
I would say I was a cultural eater because I live in the South. And so for generations, our whole, the hub of our home is the kitchen. And if we're not in our own kitchens, we're in our mother's kitchen or our grandmother's kitchen. And it's always the kitchen and always food. And so I, from birth, you know, that was just a part of life. That was where everything happened and where happy, it was all there. And so, and even now, you know, that's always been the thing that has been a struggle for me is even when I really get on board and I feel like I'm crushing it, you know, and I'm exercising every day, taking care of my body and I'm eating healthy foods, I still have to prepare foods for my family and for my parents sometimes. And so I'm always around food. I spend a lot of time in the kitchen and the constant, and it's really interesting that, you know, sometimes I wish I could just fire myself from the kitchen and that's not, you know, I always, you know, every time I hear about, you know, someone telling how to start a diet, no matter what the plan is, the first thing they say is go through your kitchen and throw out all the trash. And I'm like, well, I'd have to kick out my family too, because they're the ones that eat it all, you know? And right. So I can't, the Oreos got to stay. Cause you know, I mean, my people love Oreos. And so it hasn't been like, so I've had to take this journey with all of that stuff still around me, which, you know, isn't that life? It's like, we've just got to learn how to walk victoriously in this thing in spite of the circumstances. And that's what's going to make us the strongest anyway. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it has, for me, prolonged the journey.
And I can relate to that. Totally. Because I can look around my kitchen right now and know what's in the drawers and know what's in the cabinets. And it's not things that I've purchased to eat, but others around me who choose that to eat. And lately it's been a real challenge for me, Selena, because I have found it's been a driving spirit to eat and to overeat. And what I've learned from it, because I did start eating cereal again at night, but it's organic cereal and it's organic milk. And I know when to stop, which is, I needed to understand that. I needed to know because I was afraid. Food became my enemy again. I started looking at food as like, I don't want to eat because I'm afraid. It's just all that old stuff and all those old patterns that I thought that I had conquered all came rushing back. And I got really scared. So I went through a couple of weeks of it. I was very tense and I did eat more than I should have eaten, things I shouldn't have eaten, but I did. And the big lesson is, like I said, I learned how to stop. I didn't continuously eat. I didn't. So, you know, we need to see these things. And I know over my journey, Selena, there are times where I would purposely, intentionally eat something I used to like to see where I'm at. How does it affect me? Because if we don't know, if we continue blindly and think, oh my gosh, I can't have that. Oh, what am I going to do? If we don't know, then we're always going to feel that deprivation.
Yeah.
And does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. And that's the lie. Because that you're going to fail before you ever start. If that's your mentality. That's why I have failed over and over and over again. Interesting that you said that, because this yesterday, you know, you said this is going to be coffee with us together. And I'm like, oh yay. Cause I only had one cup. So that means I'm going to go for two. And, but I grabbed something this morning that is, I don't know. Let's just celebrate this. Joyce Meyer had a book once that my mother gave me, and it was like, eat the cookie, buy the shoes. And that really resonated with me because for so long, in trying to live a healthy lifestyle, eating the cookie was not an option. And so that title really grabbed my attention. Now I get buying the shoes. I ain't got no problem buying the shoes. I love shoes, but the cookie was the bad guy. And so this is so interesting. I'm just going to roll with this. You know, it's like, all right, this is where I'm at today. So I'll just share this. So yesterday, a friend of mine gave me Galletas Marias. And it's this little cookie. And she says, here, dip it in your coffee. So immediately my mind says, girl, I can't eat a cookie. Okay. Cause like, you know, you don't understand what I'm trying to do here. Like I can't do a cookie cause that shoots me in the foot. And so when you said this morning, the coffee, I said, you know what? I'm going to eat the cookie and I'm going to dip the cookie in the coffee. It was a gift to me and I'm going to celebrate what she gave me and I'm going to eat the cookie. The cookie is not the problem. 10 cookies in a sitting. That's what causes the problem. And so, but see, that's a lot easier for me to say today because now I'm in a place to where my will is not where it was, you know, 6 months ago, or even really a month ago. I'm able to eat the cookie and it not trigger the desire for 10 more. Because that's what's happened is little by little and by little, my desire to be free and my desire to just walk out of this. You know, life is too short to maintain regrets. I am here and the desire of my heart is to fulfill every down to the last detail, everything the Lord has called me to do. I know in my head, someone else might be waiting on the other side of my victory. And that in itself has motivated me to just get to where I am today, to where I can say one cookie, one and done, you know, I'm good. And so, yeah. I do have to say this because like I said earlier, we need to give honor where honor is due. And I know, and like you always say, this is your story. And so you just have to tell your story like it's written. And that's the way I am. This is my story. And so I just have to speak it like I live it. And what made the difference for me in all of this is that I had tried to do this myself forever and couldn't. And even when, you know, I had the incredible encouragement of my husband or my family and the compliments, like what you got this morning, you know, and those things motivated me and kept me going. I had, you know, along the way, friends who would put me on programs, friends who came to my house and made me exercise. I had, you know, and then Joby in the gym and it goes on and on. But still, I was the one driving the bus. I was the one like self-willing myself to will. And so that's why I always failed. And we know that our soul, you know, is our mind and our will and our emotions. And what I really came to the place of in my own life is that I had never surrendered my will to the Lord. And I had always tried to go to him and do everything I could do to get to him so he could do this. But really what happened here and what made the shift for me is that I finally just said, you know what? You come to me because I'm finished. I'm done. I just, can you come get me where I'm at? And that's exactly what happened. He came for me and he kind of did the great exchange that he does. And he took my will and he gave me his. And so now there's just this new thing in me that what I desire is what's good for me. I want to love what he loves and hate what he hates. And and it's happening.
You know,
so
it's funny, not funny, haha, but he does meet us where we are. And he, the thing about the Lord is he waits for us to finally surrender. And, he, you know, he's a parent. He's our parent. He's our dad. He's our father. He's everything. He's our husband, even. And you're a parent, I'm a parent, and there's, you know, moms, maybe dads watching that, even though you want to always step in and help your kids, and we can't, because our kids have a mind of their own. They have a will of their own. God has given us a free will. And so he waits for us patiently because he's long suffering, and he waits for us just, you know, like a dad. Okay. I'm just waiting. But when we finally get to that place of realizing that we can't do this on our own, we failed every time we've done it on our own.
Yeah.
That's when he comes in. He waits. He's waiting for us to invite him in and give everything to him. So when you say that, I think about when I finally got to the end, that, and the only way that I connected with Joey, it was divine intervention, because like you, I don't know when you originally bought the Naked Beauty program. I was in 2014 and I tried it. It was too hard because I was so unhealthy, and I had all these excuses. And so I gave up, like I did everything else. I was a quitter. Mm-hmm. That was my mindset. That was my mentality. If it gets too hard, I'm not doing it. I'm just going to stay in my comfort zone. So in 2019, 5 years later, and I still was on the email list, but I really, every now and then I'd open one, deleted most of them, but for some reason kept some.
Yeah.
And so this one day in April, I got this email, and it was not me, Selena, that responded. It was the spirit, because who's this guy? He's like this workout guy. Okay. Been there, done that. You know, okay. He's got muscles. He looks good. He's, you know, doing whatever. Okay. They're a dime a dozen. That was my attitude, because they are, it's always the same thing in a different wrapper. And so this day when I got the email, and he's like, okay, I have a one-on-one coaching spot open, just email me. And I was like, I got to do this. And I really asked myself, what are you doing? Well, it wasn't me. It was not me. It was the time and the season for me. And the Lord knew I wasn't going to do it on my own, but he gave me the answer for me. It's not for everybody. Yeah. I get that. That is what I needed, was the accountability and the one-on-one, because I didn't have accountability. Yeah. Couldn't count on myself. And I had stopped counting on the Lord at that time because of whatever I was going through. And so he just, you know, he went in and changed my life forever, ever. And it's not just my health and my fitness, Selena. It's in so many areas of my life that the Lord has used Joey. He's used you. He's used other people to peel back the layers of Cindy.
Yeah.
Of things. Yeah. To work on and time to change. And he didn't do it all at once, because I wouldn't have done it. It's a little bit at a time, because he's our loving father. And so it's, we need to surrender, and we need to know when we're at our limit. We need to know and acknowledge to ourselves when we just can't do it.
That's the first step. You know, in food, I think I was missing the mark for so long. I was thinking about this, you know, we have the indicator that on our refrigerator, when the filter is dirty, you know, it needs to be replaced. And I think for me, I always thought that like food was the thing that was like, that was the enemy of my soul. And really now what I know is that that was just the indicator that something else was going on. And that is another thing that's really made the difference this time. And I do want to say something about Joey's coaching. My biggest takeaway from that was a mindset change, you know, mindset change, like big with his coaching. And, but it was this, you know, I've always been like, yes, it took me 30 years to get to this point, but I needed to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. Cause that was gonna like, I was gonna fix it all. And so like, I'm like, I ain't got, you know, 2 years here. And so, so what he did is he, in fact, I remember the first day that he's like, okay, you know, this could be like 18 months. And in my mind, I'm thinking 18 months. Are you kidding me? Like, you don't know, I'm an artist. Like, you know, I'm going to be onto something else in 18 minutes. Like, no. And so that's just not the way my brain works. And so, but wow. So, but there was something that as I just began to meditate on that and process that, it was so settling for me because I just gave myself time to heal. You know, if we go in for surgery or anything like that, you don't come home and go, okay, I'll be good to go tomorrow. I mean, you know that with each procedure or whatever, there is a time to heal. And so that's what that began to do is like, it began to give myself permission to in time to heal. And so, you know, in our language, like in Texas or the South or whatever, I don't know what it is, but we're fixing to do everything. You know, we're fixing to go to town, fixing the faucet, like what, and that is one thing that I've learned is like, I can fix something, right? But that's totally different than restoring something. And that's the difference is that I've tried to fix it. I have fixed it. It's broken again. And this time I said, you know what? I want to be restored this time. Because when something is restored, not only is it returned to its original value, it's actually more valuable.
Yes.
And so, that's the desire of my heart is that in this restoration and as the Lord just, you know, keeps on doing this thing in me that that the lessons I've learned will become more valuable and that maybe someone else can learn at a discount what's cost me greatly and what's cost me years. And so and that's a whole nother thing, you know, the food. I did realize that the food was an indicator that pain was still existent in my life, that I was harboring pain. And that's a whole probably another story, but that's a recent thing that's really helped me with this is that pain had to go. And so anyway.
Isn't it amazing that we don't realize the dysfunction has a root. You know, and when we start looking into that, like you said, I mean, you recognize now the Lord has revealed to you the pain and the triggers and things like that. And there's a root, there's always a root, an indicator, you said, and until we can recognize that and get a hold of that so we can change it, nothing will change. Yeah. You know, for me, I used to live for food. But now I use food to live. It's a fuel for my body. And we do become what we eat regardless. And I remember when I was younger and I heard that you are what you eat. I'm like, okay, but am I a piece of chicken? I couldn't, in my young mind, couldn't understand. But now I understand that we are what we eat because of how it affects our body.
Yeah. And now we're learning that we're not just what we eat. We're what we eat.
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh. It's such a cycle. I mean, okay, well, what's that chicken eating? What are they feeding it? And where did it come from? And now it's, and it's such a, oh man, people don't understand that there is a trail. There is, it's not just, okay, I'm eating that burger. Well, where'd the burger come from?
That's right. In fact, you were talking about cereal and we, you know, I love cereal too. Like I could easily like back in the day, throwback, you know, four bowls of Rice Krispies. And so, but cereal, I was just telling my husband a couple nights ago, we were like, okay, cereal is not a good closer at night. Okay. No, because I said, like, you know, you got the corn and all that. And I'm like, look, when we're, you know, you're raising hogs. I mean, what do you feed them to fatten them up? You know, it's like, it's a no brainer, but, I don't know. You don't
think about these things. I never thought of that. You know? I was a hog.
When you're like, you know, that's what my people, that's what they feed deer to make bulk them up. So, you know, we got lots of venison funny. I'm like, no, you don't think about that when you're grabbing the corn pops. And so, I've got to say this before I forget it. You talked about quitting and, you know, that you always thought that of yourself, you know, that I'm a quitter, you know, I'm never, and that, that was a real, obstacle or roadblock that I had to get over, in this thing that we call this healthy lifestyle, that this thing that we're after, do we just, it's so simple. Just choose life. Just choose foods that will add to your life and not take from your life. And right. Choose movement every day with your body that will add to quality of life and not take from it. It's a no-brainer. I don't know why we make it so hard or just why we resist it so hard. But so... In trying to achieve this all these years, I've never finished. I'll start and quit, start and quit, start and quit. So what it's done is it's almost set a default in my brain that even when I start out, I automatically in the back of my head say, you're going to quit. You're going to quit. You're going to quit. You're going to do it for a while. You're going to quit. You're never going to finish it. You're never going to finish. So what changed for me this time is that, you know, we're made in the image of God and God finishes everything he starts.
Yes.
He says it, you know, that what I've started in you, what I've begun in you, I will finish. What was the last thing that Jesus said on the cross? It is finished. And so if I'm made in his image and I'm made like that and I'm joint heirs and I'm like in that DNA, you know, and that state of mind and that, then I am built to finish.
Right.
So lie crusher in my life. I am made to finish. I'm a finisher. And so that was huge for me. Just that revelation that, okay, what I've done in the past, maybe what I've done, but it's not who I am. I am a finisher.
That's right. That's right.
So
everybody who is listening, who feels like that, who feels like a quitter, I know for me, and it was subconscious, that I think 30 days was probably my end point on things, and not intentionally, it just how it happened over years. So when I started this coaching with Joey, and I started the whole thing for my husband, it was been there, done that. And he's very supportive for the 30 days. He always was for the 30 days because he saw the pattern already. And he knew after that, he didn't have to do anything anymore because Cindy was going to quit. This time I didn't quit. He did because he didn't believe that I would. I mean, I'm going 2 years and I've stayed the path. I've stayed the course, Selena. I've stayed the course. This is something that I never would have imagined. I just took one day at a time. That's it. We have a tendency as humans to look at the entire staircase and be like, whoa, how am I going to get up there? Instead of taking it one step at a time.
That's on my bullet board in my office. Yep.
That's awesome.
Don't look at the whole staircase.
No.
Just look at the first step. One meal at a time. That's one right. Whatever at a time. And that getting outside of your head, it's really, really important to embrace that it is good right now. Because, you know, if you start thinking it's going to be good when, You just never live in the now and live 100% in the now and celebrate the now and give everyone around you, you know, the joy of the now. You just, so much is stolen from our lives when we say, oh, it's going to get good when. No, it is good now. It is great now.
It is.
And it is. It's really important to stop and be grateful for the now and where we are now. You know, if we're living and we're breathing and we're trying and we're giving it our best shot and we're waking up and we're doing this thing, it is great now. And that is, I will tell you that when I did start listening to your podcast, you know, you talk about yourself as Cindy and the way that you perceive yourself. And I'm like, what is she talking about? Like, she is Cindy B. Hear her roar. Like, but the fact that you had gotten to where I wanted to go, that was such an encourager. It is still an encourager. And so, it's so important. It's so important for us to, I believe, to share with other women, you know, I don't know anybody who hasn't experienced brokenness, trauma, pain, hard places. You know, you're not excused from it. It just happens. And it's really important for people to know that you can still live in the joy of this in spite of all of that. And, you know, I would venture to say that if you just kind of broke it down with your audience and told them what was going on outside of this video, you know, or I told them what was going on outside of this, they'd be like, wow. And they're still like laughing and cutting up and in this thing. And Yeah, because greater is he who's in us. And yes, we have the victory.
We do.
We're not quitters.
No, we are not quitters. You are not quitters out there listening and watching. And it's so true. We do all have things in our life. We do. That's just how it is. But I know I have times where I cry and I weep and I just... because I'm human and I have the emotions, I have the soul. We all have a soulless realm, and it doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make you a bad person. We need to heal. And you're talking about restoration, which I think would be another great podcast, because so many people need restoration, Selena. So many people, I was one of them. You're one of them. And there's so many that don't understand, you know, the healing. We need healing. We've all been hurt. We've all gone through things in our life that we believe we're never going to recover from, whether it be a betrayal or a hurt or a death or something in our life that we feel like this is never going to change. I just can't let go of it. I can't. And first of all, that's where surrendering to the Lord comes in. I will say that even if you guys out there are not believers, I am, Selena is, and, you know, it's just, that's our peace and that's our life and that's our joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And it's through all of that, that we can be here today and share with all of you that, you know, you can do this. You can do this just like we are doing this. This journey doesn't end. It doesn't end. This is until we're no longer here. It's a journey.
Yeah.
Life.
So true, because, you know, we are goal oriented and we should be, because goals help us, you know, reach things. But that is one of the things, you know, I always heard, you know, what, 30 days, no, 21 days changes a habit, you know, 63 days changes a lifestyle, you know? And so that was very disappointing to me, because I did the 21 days and habit didn't change. And then I finally did the 63. I tried to reach the 63 for years, you know, it was almost unattainable. And I finally reached the 63 and my lifestyle hadn't changed. And that was a big, like, are you kidding me? Like, I thought this was going to be the end all be all. And I'm sure that has been the case for a lot of people. Otherwise that wouldn't have been a thing out there,
that's right.
But that's not my testimony. And that's not the way it worked for me. The difference for me is this, is that, you know, you talk about restoration, a car doesn't restore itself, right. You know, ancient art doesn't restore itself. And we really are in the hands of the restorer. And when I got to a place to where I wanted to be restored and I wanted to do whatever it took, and I wanted to let it take as long as it needed to take to be restored. Then, you know, the brush in the hands of God in my life, makes all the difference in the world. I'm just the canvas, you know, but you've got to get to a place to where you're willing to allow him to restore you. And that's what made the difference for me, is I finally, like I said, the end of myself. And I said, look, I clearly cannot do this. I have done it all. And yet here I am again. And I just said, come to me, get me like I am, and do what you got to do, and take as long as you got to take, because here I am. I'm a finisher, and finish this in me. So,
amen. Yeah. Amen. And with that, I just want to add that I blew a hole in that myth too. 21 days, 90 days. I'm like, wait a minute. My habits haven't changed. My lifestyle hasn't changed. That is a lie that so many people believe. And when the 21 days comes and goes and we haven't changed our habits, we think we failed, and we didn't fail. Yeah. Because first of all, everybody is different. It's just like my body is not going to change at the same rate, at the same way yours does. My physiological makeup is different than yours. And it's the same way that maybe for the person who came up with that 21 days, it's what worked for them. But you see, we are not cookie cutters. We are not all the same. We're different. And when we can understand that was hard for me, because I didn't change so fast. I started losing weight while I was exercising at that time almost daily. I was changing my eating. Of course I'm going to lose weight. So that happened quickly, that I started dropping the weight. It was everything else, the toning, the strength, the cellulite smoothing. I mean, here I am 2 years later, and I noticed the other day the back of my thighs, and I checked three mirrors in three different lightings, and my back of my thighs for the first time in my life are smooth. I said, wait, what? Wait. Yeah. And I checked again this morning, because I'm having a hard time mentally comprehending that. But there are other women in our Facebook group, in 90 days or, you know, in a couple of months, they're smoothing. And I'm like, Lord, what's wrong with me? It's nothing wrong with me. When we can understand that we are each different, and it may take some of us longer than others. Some of us have different issues going on in our body. I came from a very unhealthy place. I mean, so surrendering, understanding, and allowing it to go its course makes the difference, because then we're not putting pressure on ourselves. We're not comparing ourselves to other people, feeling jealous, feeling like, what's wrong with me? This isn't working. I'm going to quit. So I want to just tell everybody, don't quit and don't give up, because you're different than me and Selena. We're all different. We're made. Our bodies are different. We have different DNA. We have different genetic makeup. So it's going to be different. Right. And maybe you're one of those miracle people who, you know, in a week, your cellulite's gone. It's taken me a long time. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm proud of it, because I am staying the course, and it's longevity. And it's just, we need to not ever give up, because our health and our wellness, we need it to live this life.
Yeah.
Period. And so I am going to end. We're going to end this right now. And I'm seeing a future podcast with Selena, and hopefully she will join us again, because this has been great. I'm enjoying this a lot, and I pray that the listeners, the viewers, that you've gotten something, a nugget, something that is stirring in your spirit that maybe you didn't realize before, or maybe now is your time and your season, and it's become revelation, it's become real, and you got a hold of it, and you understand that, hey, this is what I need to do. Listen, you can do it. That's why I'm here doing the podcast. That's why I have Selena today, because we know that you can do it. We have no doubt that you can do it, but you know what? And this was the one thing that I hated the most was it's your decision. I didn't want it ever to be my decision because I couldn't make it until the time came. And then I did, because it's time and a season in everything. And if this is your time and your season, then you need to get up and you need to go. If it's not yet, it's coming. Stay with us. Stay here. Listen to the podcast. If you've never heard of Joey Atlas, my coach, Selena's previous coach, fitnesstraining.live, go check it out. Check out his free videos. Sign up for his email newsletter, because even now, more so now, there are more people seeing the changes in their self, in their bodies, just by with the free videos. So I want to encourage you to do that, because Joey is the real deal. And if you've been following me, you know that I always edify him, because he has got a gift. He is not the same as everyone else with a different wrapper. He's not. He has broken the mold on what it means to really take care of our bodies in a gentle way, gentle and effective. I mean, he'll teach you how to modify things. I was so unhealthy that I couldn't bend my knees. I couldn't get on the floor. If I did, I couldn't get up. Now, oh my gosh, I cannot believe the things that I'm able to do, because I needed to learn how to treat my body better so it would continue to treat me well. So I will always edify him. The Lord has used him in my life to change my mindset. I mean, I've done the work, yes, but he used him as a vessel to teach me. And the student was ready. And that's when the teacher appeared. If you'd like to email me, you can email me at Cindy B. Email Cindy B, C-I-N-D-I-B at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I would love to, I'm sure Selena would love to hear from you. So anything you have to say about this podcast, if you would like her on again, which I do, anything that you'd like to cover as a topic, let me know. I'm here. And I want to inspire you, encourage you. And I just want to tell you that this is for your health, wellness, and longevity. And we're going to end the podcast. Slay your day. Stay in it to win it. You got this. Until next time, this is Cindy B. Thank you for joining us.
You were born to finish.